Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Police have charged a 15-year-old boy with murder following the death of a man in Perth's southern suburbs. The 42-year-old was allegedly stabbed in the stomach after confronting a teenager over a bike on Sunday. He later died in hospital. Dozens of firefighters who've undergone 2 days of training to operate an ambulance will join paramedics on the road from today. They've been called in after excessive delays and COVID-related staff shortages. Fiona Scallon from the United Workers Union says their members feel the service has improved in recent days.
We have heard that since the government has implemented a number of people in St John headquarters to really look into how they do business, that a lot more shifts are being filled. There are far less vacancies and they've managed to make sure that their service is able to get to the community when they're supposed to.
Anthony Albanese is in Tokyo for today's Quad Summit with the leaders of the United States, India and Japan. On the flight over, the Prime Minister spoke to his British counterpart on the phone, the pair discussing their commitment to AUKUS as well as the challenges of climate change. Fire crews are mopping up after flames sparked up at a house in Wanneroo in Perth's north. Smoke was spotted coming from the Sandaway property just before 3:30 this morning. The cause is not yet known. And three men have been rescued off the coast of Durian Bay after their yacht capsized before righting itself in rough seas. They were located about 5 kilometres offshore. They've been treated for hypothermia. In sport, a chicken wing tackle will be the focus at tonight's AFL Tribunal. Fremantle's Sam Swakowski has been cited for serious misconduct on Collingwood's Jack Ginnivan during Sunday's loss at Optus Stadium. And Jordan Thompson proved no match for Rafael Nadal, who's bidding to win his 14th French Open title. The Aussie going down in straight sets in their opening round match overnight. Fellow Aussies Darius Saville and Isla Tomljanovic have progressed to the second round.
Listener.